Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and back again for another program that Doug will join me here before too long. But there's something that has become very personal in my own life. And that's the subject I want to talk about. It has to do with allergies. And of course, we're in allergy season, and everybody has been propagandized into the belief that if you have allergies, you take medication to suppress the allergic reaction. That's, you know, it's just the same as if you have pain, you take drugs to suppress the pain, rather than finding out the cause of the pain and dealing with it. And so when it comes to allergic reactions, rather than finding out what is causing the allergy and avoiding it, we'll opt for medication to suppress the allergic reaction, which of course creates more problems, not the least of which would be side effects. So there is a paper from 1935 that I've been studying. I study a lot of papers from back then, because when antibiotics started to show up and the homogenization of medical schools started to take place, a lot of what was known to take care of a lot of symptoms in the human body, not the least of which would be considered allergies, was pushed aside in order to promote living better chemically rather than living better naturally. And of course, that is the situation that we're in today. We're not overly fed in our country. We're overly medicated by a long shot. I once had a pharmacologist. Pharmacologist is a PhD level pharmacist. And pharmacologists usually work with a series of MDs. When MDs need some special concoction, they'll consult with the pharmacologist, and the pharmacologist will say, yes, no, maybe you should think of this, and then help to put together some kind of a package that they compound, that you have to go to a compounding pharmacy to get it. And so, you know, very intricate, very deep research, scientific work. But again, it's just for the suppression of symptoms. So I was talking to this pharmacologist who was a patient of mine. And I once asked him, I said to him, you know, I have patients coming in here for initial consultation that could have as many as 12 to 18 medications that they're on, prescribed by several different physicians, but a lot of times multiple drugs prescribed by the same physician. And one of the things that I learned in school at Palmer was in our pharmacology classes, you know, even though I don't prescribe drugs, we spent a lot of classwork, an entire semester, on pharmacology and learning about the effect of drugs that would have on patients in the sense of side effects, but also the idea of interactions of more than one drug. Because you could have a drug for your heart and a drug for your digestion, you know, like a proton pump inhibitor, you know, Nexium or something like that. And then something for your heart like Losartan P. And in the presence of both of these drugs in the bloodstream, is there some relationship between those two drugs that may be problematic, and that maybe they both should not be present in the blood at the same time? So I was asking the pharmacologist about that. And I said to him, is there any way we can track the interaction of 3, 4, 5 drugs And he looked at me with a very knowing look on his face, and he says, "Dr. Jack, we can't track all the interactions of two drugs, let alone four or five." So I'm bringing this up because before all these drugs showed up, there were other ways to take care of the human body in such a way that we have been able to survive on this planet for the thousands upon thousands of generations that we've been here. How did we survive this long? So this led me to studying research papers before World War II. Because from World War II on, almost any vitamin research paper was based on synthetic vitamins, which is 99% of the vitamins in the marketplace. They're just extracted from coal tar, or they're made inside a laboratory somewhere to mimic Mother Nature's vitamins. And so when I get to a point where I can have a few minutes and I sit down, and these research reports are available, I want to sit down and study it and find out how they looked at things and how did they treat things back then without the use of drugs. Now, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the Good Day Health Show, and I'm trying to set the stage for another understanding of allergies. Because as we are in allergy season now, and I have been reading some old papers on how they treated allergies, back when my parents were born, can that be applied today? And so I'm going to ask you this question. Did you know that extensive fatigue, mood swings, even radical behavior changes can be an allergic reaction? And that's how I want to set the stage for this program, because many allergic reactions can not only include physical symptoms where you get hives or itchiness or breathing difficulties or sinus congestion, things like this. There can be emotional, mental, physical problems that are involved with chronic allergies to certain kinds of foods, medicines, inhalants. Sometimes can be extremely difficult. And if without the proper training and testing of what I'm talking about, a lot of doctors will usually just misdiagnose or fail to connect things that are going on mentally and emotionally with you that's actually being triggered by an allergy. You know, not because you are ready to be put out on the farm or in a home somewhere, but it may be nothing more than an allergy. So there is a test called the COCA, C-O-C-A, COCA pulse test. And it was created by Dr. Arthur F. Coca early in the last century. And it's really an easy way to identify allergies that can actually cause symptoms such as, man, I just don't know what happened to him, but he's losing it. What do you mean he's losing it? Well, this anger stuff that's welling up in him over almost nothing. Well, if he goes to, neurologist, or if he ends up with a psychiatrist or something else, and they may prescribe some drugs that may suppress that kind of a reaction, when in fact it may be something they're eating that they weren't eating before, but because, or a job change, or a dietary change, or changes that are taking place in the house, or new furniture, or things like this. Sometimes we look at these things, but more often than not, we don't. So when Dr. Coca put this together, it was because of his discovery that allergies not caused by a reaction inside the blood that correlates to an increase in heart palpitations before, during, and after a patient is consuming food or medicine or an inhalant they might be allergic to. Now, there's two different – well, let me explain that, because when you have an increased understanding of what causes your allergies, you know, what symptoms you should be looking out for, and how this test works, you may find the cure for some of these undiagnosed allergies that are manifesting as emotional, mental symptoms. You can take care of it right there in the kitchen of your house. Now, before I tell you how to identify and diagnose your own allergies, I want you to understand what are called non-reagenic allergies are. And they're allergies that are not related to an adverse reaction with the blood. An allergy that reacts to the blood is like pollen or hay fever. And their symptoms may differ from something that's blood-related. But in 1945, another research paper called Non-Reagenic Allergy in Theory and Practice. It was written by Dr. Granville Knight, a medical doctor, and he was explaining that when they first became a medical concept over 2,000 years ago, it was generally understood that allergies, and they didn't call them allergies, and they called them serum sickness, could be identified by the tissue injury that was reflected in the symptoms due to the irritation that was produced by the interaction of the antibody and the antigen. Now, an antigen is anything that causes an allergic reaction to the, or not necessarily allergic, anything that causes an immune reaction in the body. It ends up usually triggering the formation of an antibody. But in the mid-1940s, Dr. Coca made a profound discovery. He found that not all allergies are caused by the interaction of an antibody and an antigen. In fact, some could include non-blood-related symptoms. And he came up with a standard testing procedure that could account for this. And his research, when I read this stuff, just revolutionary. He found that heart rate elevation correlated with the consumption of some foods and inhalants that patients were allergic to, both during and after they consumed it, that they didn't realize it was going back to something that simple. And this is how he came to identify it. And I'm gonna explain the test. You can do it on yourself at home. It's very easy to do. There's nothing very complicated to it. It just takes some time and some charting, you know, some recording of data over a certain period of time that you can identify these things yourself without anybody supervising this. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of this test on the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So Dr. Coca's findings have not received a whole lot of intense study by mainstream medicine because mainstream medicine is drug-oriented. That's where our medical climate and culture is today, that for every problem there is a diagnosis, and for every diagnosis there's a drug. And it's just left at that because our medical culture today is completely controlled by Big Pharma. Even medical schools are controlled by Big Pharma, and so it's hard to get away from drugs for anything and drugs for everything. But when, so I go back and I research what these doctors used to do before they had these drugs. And according to Dr. Coca's research, what are called non-reagenic allergies can lead to a wide range of reactions in the human body. They're emotional, they're mental, rather than something physical. And the non-reagenic allergies is different than if you just suddenly got a blast of pepper up your nose and you started sneezing your head off. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. If you got a bee sting and there's a big swelling, I'm not talking about that kind of an allergy. I'm talking about allergies that slip in through the back door that you're not aware of the cause because there's no overt event that took place to trigger your reaction. And so some of these symptoms, everything from lethargy up to hyperactivity, can be a symptom of some undiagnosed non-reagenic allergy. And these symptoms can be extreme fatigue. They can be emotional depression. They can be mental confusion or memory lapse. Frequent canker sores, frequent sores in the mouth, swelling of the gums, diabetes, yes, diabetes, behavioral problems in children, nervous breakdowns in adults, and many of these symptoms can result from the staples that are in our daily consumption, our daily food. So whether it's tobacco or a particular food or certain drugs or medications, even the dust in our usual environment, continual consumption or exposure to these things can cause recurring emotional and mental issues. So I'm quoting from Dr. Coca here from 1935. Inhalants such as house dust, insect sprays, paint fumes, exhaust gases, coal and natural gas, food odors, and tobacco smoke are potent allergens. And these allergens can be identified through a heart rate test. And I'm going to explain how you do that in a minute. But before you start, you know, associating your symptoms with some allergic reaction, your heart can be, or your heart rate can be impacted by other factors as well that can end up causing a false positive. So there are some complicating factors that might get in the way, a viral infection that's going on or some emotional crisis. The 20-year-old family dog passed away yesterday, or, you know, or intense exercise. Menopause can give you false positives. Vitamin B complex deficiencies can give you false positives. Or if there's a lot of alcohol in the system, the test won't work. We're going to go to break here in just a few moments. And when I get back, I'm going to show you the easiest way to identify a reaction to this kind of analogy is to do a 24 to 48 hour heart rate chart, or more aptly named the COCA pulse test. And by tracking your heart rate before, during, or after eating or consuming something you're adverse to, you can track any significant spike in your heartbeat per minute, which gives you complete proof of that allergy. So we're going to continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next as I explain how to do this test. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump's lawyers happy his client is not being branded a rapist, but attorney Joe Tacopina says he was still not happy Trump was found liable on the other charges in his New York civil rape case.
People in his camp are very happy that, you know, the rape claim was rejected, but I'm not happy that he was found liable for anything whatsoever.
Tacopina says he's weighing his options with regards to an appeal now. Trump was ordered to pay $5 million to plaintiff E. Jean Carroll. A familiar face is returning to the U.S. Senate Wednesday.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is returning to Capitol Hill. The California Democrat has been absent for nearly 3 months due to health issues. Some members of her own party have called for her resignation because her absence complicated Democrats' efforts to confirm some of President Biden's judicial nominees. She has said she will not run for re-election when her term expires next year. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So I have been talking to you about how to discover allergies in what you might be breathing, drinking, eating that does not necessarily create hives, or create intense sneezing, or create itchy, watery eyes. I'm not talking about that kind of an allergy. I'm talking about an allergy that's a little bit more hidden than that. And so, as I said, by tracking your heart rate before, during, and after eating something that you might be adverse to, watching the spikes in your heartbeat per minute will give you absolute proof of that allergy. And once you've been able to put that list together, you can change the course of your life right there at that point. Now, I'm talking about a difference of 20 beats or more between the high and the low pulse of the day. Or a single reading of 90 or more is definitely evidence of an adverse reaction to something in your diet, usually something you're consuming habitually. And an elevated heart rate caused by one of these reactions can last from anywhere from 1 to 4 days, meaning that a 24-hour measurement may not accurately reflect the high and the low pulse count. But we found that after we remove that allergen for as much as 7 weeks, it can result in a temporary loss of sensitivity to it that would make it look as though that allergen had been cured. But if a patient resumes the daily consumption once again of that allergen, reactions could be even worse than they were before. So what I'm going to tell you, here, this is kind of what you do. And it takes a little bit of work, but I'm telling you, when you identify that allergen, emotional problems, basic metabolic problems, and metabolic problems like diabetes, benign prostatic hypertrophy, the swelling of a prostate to where, you know, you'd be lucky after getting up four or five times a night to urinate. For the guys, they're lucky to urinate a quarter of a cup of urine the entire night after several attempts. Or severe indigestion, depression, anxiety, even bipolar type of reactions. So here's what you do. You're going to count your pulse for 1 minute, and you know where your pulse is, you know, with your palm upward, right underneath the thumb, below the thumb, into your forearm. You're going to find out where your pulse is. And, you know, usually two fingers is all you need. If this isn't clear enough, there's plenty of videos on YouTube on how to take a pulse. And you count your pulse for 1 minute just before each meal. Then you count your pulse. And the meal may have several different things in it. In other words, you don't start changing what you're eating now. Because that would obviate, you know, you'd lose the meaning of the test. We want to find out what we're eating that's causing our problems. So you just keep eating what you're eating. So you're going to count your pulse for a minute just before each meal. And then three times after each meal at half-hour intervals. And then you're going to count your pulse just before you go to bed. And then you're going to count your pulse just after waking, before you get out of bed in the morning. So there is 1, 4, 5, 6 pulse counts in a 24-hour period. Well, actually, there'll be more than that because you're going to count your pulse after each meal three times at a half hour apart. Now, I know it sounds like a lot of work, but I'm telling you, when you identify that one factor that you may have been eating most of your life, you'll be amazed at the results that takes place in your body. Now, every time you count the pulse, it has to be when you're sitting, except the important one on waking in the morning, which needs to be while you're still lying down before you wake up. And then you record all the items at each meal. And I'm going to give you an example here in a minute. And then you continue this pulse dietary record for anywhere from 3 to 5 days with your usual 3 meals a day or 2 meals a day or 5 meals a day, whatever else. And then you make single food tests for 1 or 2 whole days, you know, beginning in the early morning, you know, with a before getting out of bed count, and continuing for 12 to 14 hours, according to whatever circumstances you're in, where you eat a small portion of a different single food every hour. Now, I'm serious. For example, a slice of bread. Is bread causing the swollen prostate? Now, that's ridiculous. No, it may not be ridiculous. Is that what's causing your hyperthyroid problems? When I study the work of these pre-drug doctors, this is all they had, trial and error, to find out what was causing our maladies. And many, many times, it was an allergic reaction. So in a single food test, you're going to continue for about 12 to 14 hours while you're awake, and you're going to eat just one food every hour. For example, a slice of bread, a glass of milk, maybe an orange, maybe 2 tablespoons of table sugar stirred up in water, some dried prunes or a peach, maybe an egg every hour. Yes. Or a potato, coffee, meat, apple. You don't have to eat the whole egg, but a portion of the egg, banana. And you count the pulse just before you eat and again half an hour later. And you'll start to see a trend showing up. Now, I want to give you an example of this. I was reading through the case studies, and this goes back to 1935. It's amazing. This is a Mrs. G.J., age 33. And she was having skin problems with occasional canker sores inside the mouth. Now, the canker sore is different than a fever blister. Canker sores on the on the gum or on the inside of the cheek as opposed to a blister on the lip. And she was 15 pounds overweight, and she just could not get rid of the 15 pounds. And her chief complaint was dry, scaling, and peeling skin and dermatitis on her hands. There was occasional itching. Normal pulse range was around 62 to 74. And when she ate sugar cane, it jumped to 92. When she ate corn, it jumped to 84. When she ate peas, it went to 82. When she ate peanuts, it jumped up to 82. So these four foods, the sugar cane, the corn, the peas, and the peanuts, were avoided for a period of 4 months. And afterwards, her hands were completely healed and had remained healed throughout that entire period. Now, I'm reading her pulse record test. I know we only have a few minutes left before I join Doug, but here's what I'm seeing. Before she got out of bed, when she's still lying down, her pulse rate was 61. When she finished her breakfast of an orange, coffee, some wheat, a wheat cereal, she had an orange, coffee, and wheat cereal. Before she got out of bed, her pulse was 61. At breakfast, it was 68. 30 minutes later, it went to 75. 30 minutes later, it was up to 80, without any physical activity, mind you. And then after 90 minutes, it dropped down to 76, but was still 15 points higher than when she got out of bed. The next day, she had a breakfast of pineapple, bacon, egg, bread, coffee, and crabapple jelly. Before she got out of bed, the pulse was 57. Then a half hour at breakfast, it was 70. While she's eating breakfast, she checked it. Half hour later, 74. Half hour later, 78. Half hour later, back down to 71. Lower numbers than the breakfast the day before. So what was different? Well, she didn't eat anything she had eaten the day before except for the coffee. So the coffee wasn't the problem. Then on the third day, breakfast, she had apricot, bread, a wheat cereal, crabapple jelly again, and coffee. And now the pulse rate went higher during those six periods that she checked it, before she got out of bed, at breakfast, and three times at 30 minutes apart, back up to 81. So what does all this mean? Well, she's writing down what she eats for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, so that she can begin to target something. And so what happened here is that she found out the thing that was causing most of her problems simply was the crabapple jelly, the sugar stuff involved with that, and the wheat. And when she gave up anything to do with wheat and she stopped the jelly, the crabapple jelly, does that mean apple jelly or raspberry jelly would have a different effect? I don't know without the pulse test. But you see how simple that is? Doesn't involve any drugs. It you know, you kind of have to turn into a bit of an accountant because you're carrying your little diary around. And so in her case, she ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And interestingly enough, the things that she would eat for dinner, tuna fish, olives, tomatoes, celery, mayonnaise, apple juice, and potato. Her dinner pulse was 65. It never went over it never even went into the 70s. 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes after she had eaten dinner. And she had tuna fish, olives, tomato, celery, mayonnaise, apple juice, and potato. But for breakfast, her pulse rate got as high as 80, 60 minutes after she ate her breakfast. And as she went through this, she began to notice it was the wheat and the crabapple jelly that was the problem, because when she left them out of her diet for breakfast, the pulse rate didn't go that high. Now, why would the pulse suddenly get higher and faster? Because the heart is no organ in the body reacts as fast as the heart does to altered nutrition. And no organ in the body improves in its function faster than the heart does to improved nutrition. Because the heart, there's several reasons, but one of which is the heart gets the first thing of digested food. When your digested food in the small intestine gets through the wall of the intestine in the form of sugars and amino acids and certain kinds of fats, get across into the bloodstream, that bloodstream immediately goes to the liver. Anything that you eat will go through the liver before it gets into the main blood supply, as though Mother Nature didn't trust us to eat correctly. And then after it goes through the liver, it gets into the inferior vena cava that goes up to the heart, gets pumped to the lungs to be oxygenated, comes back to the heart again to go into the aorta to feed oxygenated blood to the rest of the system. But the first organ to get that new oxygenated clean blood is the heart itself through the coronary arteries. Now, is that why the pulse can alter because of something that you ate? That makes sense to me. I can't prove that. There are studies out there that would indicate that that's the case. But this pulse test I'm offering to you because it's something you can do yourself to find out what's causing certain reactions in the body that does not necessarily show up with, you know, compacted sinuses and welts and hives and itchiness and these kinds of things, but show up more as mental and other kinds of depressive type feelings, leading to organ reactions that can manifest as diabetes, not the least of which. So after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen, and we've got some things we want to talk about finish out the show. You can hear all of the Good Day Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com, or you can go to my podcasts listed under podcasts at forbiddendoctor.com. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at forbiddendoctor.com. Stick around. Doug and I will wrap this show up.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you have a story to tell?
Bring your story to life with audiobooks.
Great stories deserve great storytelling.
Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Past the hour, good day, health time, Dr. Jack.
I emphasize the Jack. His name is really E. Jackson Stockwell. Sounds like he should be a stockbroker instead of a chiropractor, but he is not a stockbroker. He is a chiropractor. In fact, a NUCA chiropractor, specializing in upper cervical spine areas, your shoulders, your neck, that sort of thing, the things that keep you moving, because, as I was saying a bit ago, Jack, your body is a machine, and it doesn't come with a warranty. The repairs can be costly. People will do whatever they can, as is demonstrated by the fact that you have a lady who listens to this program up in Alaska, who's traveling to see you in Salt Lake City to get herself fixed. She's interested in longevity. And, wow, what a compliment that she heard you on this program and she got on a plane to come to Salt Lake City to get herself manipulated by you. That's very...
corrected. Not
yes,
manipulated.
Correct.
Corrected.
Right, exactly.
Get her spine
correct.
And she's 96. She's God still active and she wants to live to be 100.
Good for her. Well, let's get her there. All right. Maybe what I should do is record a special... That's an idea. James, let's record a special greeting for this lady so that Jack can play it to her when she comes into the office. How about that? You think that would be
special?
Well, that would
be a great idea.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't even think of her name offhand. But you just, you know, if it's your voice,
hi,
you're welcoming
welcome
her as Doug Steffen to my
yeah
radio.
Right.
Oh, I bet she'd love that.
I bet that maybe that'll help her live a little longer. That's good.
Yeah.
Also helping you live longer are the nurses that serve in doctors' offices, in hospitals, etc. This is National Nurses Week, and if you are interested in becoming a nurse, you pretty much have to go to college. It's a 4-year thing, right? You know, it used to be when I was a kid, they didn't have to go to 4 years of school, but now they do. And
many of them move on and become, Florence Nightingale was the first, but think about as they move on, they become physician's assistants, some of them, right?
Yes, or nurse practitioners, or nurse anesthetists, as they further their education. I take care of a lot of nurses in my clinic, and it never ceases to amaze me how deep their knowledge is if they continue to study on their own.
Yeah,
because they are one of the most unrecognized groups in this country, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think you're right
about
that.
Not just for what they add to our life, but the fact that these are very, very smart ladies.
Yeah. All right, well, let's welcome them and others into a good, healthy lifestyle. All about it. Having vegetables. Now, you have a focus on vegetable oils, the good ones. You talk about this frequently, but it's because people abuse or don't pay attention or don't know. They think oil is oil is oil, and that's not the case. So there are some good vegetable oils and some not so good vegetable oils, right?
Yeah, well, the really good ones are like olive oil, pure, you know, fresh, I was going to say squeezed, the first processed stuff, the virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
But it's the bad stuff. It's the soy and the canola that studies continue to come out to show that they feminize our bodies, including men. Women can go on and have serious feminine problems. Men can be feminized simply because these oils are loaded with estrogenic properties that stimulate the formation of estrogen.
Huh.
And this is, you know, we've talked about this in shows in the past. I just wanted to bring it up again because there's some studies that are coming out of the Tehran Medical Sciences University in Iran. We're looking at the toxicity of both GMO and non-GMO vegetable oils. And it is just amazing. And they studied a whole battery of rats with a whole battery of tests and found out just tremendous formation of estrogen in the bodies of these animals if they're fed canola oil or they're fed corn oil or they're fed sunflower oil and especially soybean oil, which is it's almost impossible to find something in the supermarket that doesn't have some kind of sugar in it.
Right.
It's almost impossible to find some of these oils because they're super, super cheap, and they do the job of an oil in the processing and preparation of foods that are in boxes, bags, cans, whatever.
It's easy to tell people what not to do, but what should they do? In a manner of speaking about...
Well, if you're going to have salads, and I recommend salads, especially organic salads, you have to make your own oils. So you apple cider vinegar, so organic apple cider vinegar mixed up with a good olive oil. And the spices always makes a great olive or salad dressing that the kids, even the kids love that stuff. Stay away from canola and stay away from soybean.
Stay away. All right, that's good advice from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here every week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We're coming up to 59 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.